talked about them being the team of the future.
The Triple M Rush Hours Team List Tuesdays.
Round 20 teams are in, and MG, boy, there is some massive, massive changes. Let's fly through the headline ones. Starting the round tomorrow night, 7:50 this game, Roosters taking on the Eels. Josh Morris comes back into the side. He was dropped last week. He gets an opportunity because of the injured Billy Smith. But Joey Manu shifted to a wing to replace Ikavalu, who's out injured.
He's what?
Joey Manu, the player that the Warriors want to pay $1 million to next year, is playing on a wing.
Yeah, I don't get that. Look, I have all the respect in the world for Trent Robinson, but why would you put your best player where he's not going to get the ball? Or one of your best players?
Yeah.
Anyway, we might see a late change in that, but I don't understand him being on the wing. That's the last place I'd play Joey Manu.
Parramatta still without Mitchell Moses. They are strengthened. However, they get Tom Opacek back in the centres after he was rested last week. So
yeah, it's a boost.
Let's rattle through to Saturday, MG, and we look at this Dragons-Bunnies team. Now, the Dragons, this is week three of managing these barbecue gate suspensions. This week, Jack DeBellin, Jack Bird and Blake Laurie will serve their suspension. So, three of their best. Yeah. Matt Dufty dropped. He's been dropped. Tyrell Sloan has been named at fullback. And Corey Norman comes back in. He served his COVID breach suspension last week. But Jaden Sullivan stays at 5'8". Corey Norman has been named in the centres.
Look, you get the feeling that Hook Griffin's already got one eye on 2022 with this. I don't understand that having the best three players out at one time, or three of your better players in DeBellin, Laurie and Jack Bird, kind of is a bit like tanking, I suppose, in AFL. You know, you kind of resign to the fact that if we win, we win, but our chances are that we probably won't. So, which is disappointing because, you know, that's not Anthony Griffin's fault. And I keep thinking about him when I look at their team running out and how they've let him down big time.
Yeah. The Rabbitohs, Cam Murray has accepted a one-game suspension, but Jai Arrow moves into the starting role. And Campbell Graham also returns missing round 10 with a head knock, so Tane Milne goes out of the side. So, geez, the Bunnies just keep on keeping on. This one, though, Saturday night, top of the ladder, first v second, Storm v Panthers. Now, we told you at the top of the show that Brian Toto has suffered a syndesmosis injury. He's going to miss 6 weeks. We also said that Tyron May is out injured. But they also lose Isaiah Yeo with a concussion, and James Fisher-Harris has left the bubble due to be with his partner for the birth of their child. There's still no Nathan Cleary. There's a host of Origin stars out there. And in the meantime, the Melbourne Storm bring back Cam Munster, Dale Finucane, and Felice Kaufusi.
Wow. Totally different predicaments, both clubs at the moment. Obviously, Penrith have been hit with the injury stick, which they haven't had that happen to them for a long time. And I thought this could be an opportune time to bring in Tevita Pengai Jr. to blood him. Not named.
Okay.
Not on the extended bench or anything?
No, not named anywhere. So, obviously, Ivan Cleary must have a plan.
Yeah, of course.
But the plan does not involve Tevita this weekend. So, we wait and see.
Okay, well, this could have been the best game of the year, but obviously decimation of the Panthers makes it kind of almost a fait accompli that the Storm might get this one.
And to wrap up the round as well, Cronulla Sharks fighting to keep a spot in the eight. They take on the Manly Seagulls, this one at Morton Daly Stadium in Redcliffe. So great to see the game moving around to new fans as well. Sean Johnson, he is expected to miss at least 4 weeks with that hamstring injury.
Yeah,
Matt Moylan, there was a thought he might come back from that calf injury. He has been named among the reserves. But Connor Tracy and Braden Trindle, that is your starting halves pairing for the Sharks this weekend.
I like it. Two guys who want an opportunity. Two kids who are itching to get another opportunity as they've been getting. And Connor Tracy is one of the players you've got to have in your team. He's a jerk in the box. He's almost like a Mitch Orbison. He's just a pillar of your team. And young Trindle, he's making every post to win, and he's kicking goals for fun. So, nice. I like it. I like a bit of enterprise from coaches. Good on you, Josh Hennie.
The other thing you will like, MG, is there's a bloke by the name of Curtis Sirenen named on the bench for Manly.
Welcome back, big boy.
That is Team List Tuesday, thanks to Kraken Rum. Kraken and Cola Premix. It is bar quality served at home. MG, that's exactly where we're serving everything at the moment, at home. Thank you, Kraken Rum.